Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Let's turn now to the latest installment of the Remembrance Project, our series of stories from writer Alyssa Eli about ordinary people who lived extraordinary lives. Today, she remembers a professor from Williamstown who knew the worst of humanity but still believed in the best.
Near the end of his life, Professor Joseph Zaslav interviewed his personal health aides with the same interest he had once used in Vietnam to interview government officials, North Vietnamese defectors, and prisoners. The technique, he explained to his daughter Anne, was straightforward.
He always told us, to get people talking, you'll ask them about themselves. And people always like to talk about themselves.
An expert in Southeast Asian politics, Professor Zaslav was also an expert in the darkness of war. World War II was the first to shape him. Wounded at one point, separated from his unit, he hid in a barn for 3 days while Germans searched on the other side of the door. His grandchildren were enthralled with the adventure, but his family heard little of the horror. Vietnam was the second war to shape him. Anticipating American involvement, the RAND Corporation asked him for a prediction. Could the Viet Cong be overthrown? Professor Zaslav began conducting interviews into the motivation and morale of the North Vietnamese. Finally, he presented his findings. The North Vietnamese were organized, fiercely determined, and largely undeterrable. No, he said, their defeat was unlikely. His prediction was ignored. For almost 50 years afterwards, he taught political science around the world while anti-war protesters marched on campuses and countries marched into conflicts.
And that's kind of the mysterious part to me, that he seemed to be continually researching violence, but still believed in the good in everybody. It was incredible.
His family was living proof. The expert in violence was so tender with his four daughters that he couldn't bear to remove their splinters or let them go when they wavered on training bikes. He never lost his faith in mankind. Firmly, firmly, Joe placed his faith there.
Writer Alyssa Eli, remembering Professor Joseph Zaslav, who died last year in Williamstown. He was 89 years old. The Remembrance Project is a series from the WBUR iLab. If you'd like to nominate a loved one for Remembrance, email us at remember@wbur.org.